Hello, OWL listeners, and welcome to 5-Minute Stories here on OWL Radio. I am Jeff Chandler. Let's get started. Today's story, Cracker Barrel with 662 locations shuts down 4 restaurants for good, and customers found out by recorded message. This is by James Lawley. The chain has 662 locations nationwide, but stores have been deeply saddened to close their doors for good. Cracker Barrel has closed down various restaurants across the nation lately. The affected locations include Sacramento, California, Columbia, South Carolina, Mount Juliet, Tennessee, and Medford, Oregon. In Columbia, customers found out about the closure via a voicemail. That said, thank you for calling the Sand Hill Cracker Barrel. This location has permanently closed, the message said. Meanwhile, in Sacramento, California, a notice was placed on the door of the restaurant. To our Sacramento community, we've been honored to welcome guests into a home away from home at our store, and we've valued the opportunity to be part of so many special occasions for our guests and community for nearly 6 years, it said. However, the restaurant in Mount Juliet has closed only temporarily for renovations. It recently sold many of its beloved country decor items to customers. However, in Medford, locals were not too surprised to see their eatery closed. Their food was like eating frozen TV dinners. It won't be missed, wrote one on Facebook. Fun gift shop, lousy food, remarked another. However, Cracker Barrel was far from the only chain to close restaurants lately. In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Walks In has announced the abrupt closure of its local outpost. The news was broken to customers with letters posted on the building saying it had closed its doors for the last time. Meanwhile, Ohio chain Two Bucks is set to shut 4 of its 6 branches at the end of the week. Two Bucks cited industry difficulties since the COVID-19 pandemic as the reason for these closures in a Facebook post to its fans. Our next story is airport security line cutters are target of first-in-the-nation California bill. A proposed law would go after the expedited security screening company, Clear. This is in Sacramento, California. In this deep blue state where Republicans rarely back Democratic colleagues in the Capitol, one issue is overcoming the partisan divide, line skipping at airports. A pair of Orange County state senators from opposing parties who frequently fly between their districts in Sacramento, are both boosting a first-in-the-nation proposal critics say would ban the expedited security screening company Clear from state airports. The least you can expect when you have to go through the security line at the airport is that you don't suffer the indignity of someone pushing you out of the way to let the rich person pass you, Josh Newman, the Democratic lawmaker who authored the bill, told Politico. His Republican colleague, Janet Wynn, expressed a similar reason for backing the bill. I do understand the frustration stated in Senator Newman's bill, Wynn said. She sits on the Transportation Committee, said to an email in Politico. It becomes a haves versus have-nots where those who can afford it jump in front of the rest of us. They even cut in front of TSA pre-boarding passengers who have been screened by the TSA. Newman's bill would require third-party vendors like Clear to get their own dedicated security lane or lose the ability to operate in California airports. Currently, Clear customers pay $189 a year to verify their identities at airport kiosks before being escorted past queued passengers to the front of the TSA lines. Although there's some bipartisan agreement on the bill, it still faces a tough path to passage because industry groups have lined up against the measure that's set to come before the Senate Transportation Committee on Tuesday. It's the latest example of California's business interests trying to squash what they see as government overreach in the state that's banned everything from gas-powered vehicles to purple peeps. But the lawmakers have a powerful labor ally in this fight, flight attendants and TSA agents who denounce Clear as a pay-to-play system. Thank you. You've been listening to 5-Minute Stories on OWL Radio. You can listen to OWL Radio on our specially tuned radios, on your smartphone via the TuneIn app, on your listening devices such as Alexa. Just say, Alexa, play OWL Radio. and via online streaming at owlradio.org. Thank you for listening.